from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I would not be surprised if that Drake May is in there sooner rather than later, because the two of them are so close. And like, a lot of it isn't how far Drake May's come, because I do think he still has a long ways to go. He really does. To be a good, effective starter in this league. I didn't love the film from Jacoby Brissett. You see a lot of the same stuff that we've seen in practice in the preseason games, where he's holding the ball a little bit too long. He's not seeing where the open receivers are. He's taking sacks. He's throwing balls unnecessarily across the field. Like, there's a lot to be concerned about. And I think, really, if those guys were telling you the truth, they would probably say they don't think Jacoby's going to be very good. They think that Drake's going to be in there sooner rather than later.
Greg Bedard, how about that? They don't think Jacoby's going to be very good.
That's because they have eyes and ears.
They think Drake's going to be in there sooner rather than later. So I would ask the Patriots, players on the team, coaches, front office, why even bother?
What's with the dog and pony show? Why not just play the better guy?
Well, like, seriously.
So I think I still maintain all along the whole Drake May plan. What they didn't account for was Jacoby Brissett playing like this. They thought they had a much higher floor. They thought they were going to bring him in similar like Miami with Ryan Fitzpatrick. You know, when they had Tua, they were like, well, we have Fitzpatrick. Like, this is what he's going to be. And he kind of was for that point. That's why they even had a bit of a yo-yo and they handled that very poorly. But I think other guys, like other kind of backup quarterbacks who have started games, even like a Gardner Minshew, I feel like would have been better off. You might have gotten a little bit more play. You might have been able to kind of, you know, leave Drake May watching for a month and yet also giving your team as good of a chance as any. But the way Jacoby Brissett has gone out there, I mean, just the preseason games that we have seen, the practices that all the beat reporters were reporting on, especially the ones at the end of camp, weren't looking great.
No.
And so Drake May's right there with him, if not past him. And you're like, how long can you really go with him?
And the thing you continue to hear over and over and over again about Brissett, and we saw him for very limited amounts of time in the preseason, but what you continue to hear over and over and over again is, yeah, Brissett doesn't throw picks, but it's because he takes so long to process, and he waits so long to throw that he just takes a bazillion sacks.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't turn it over, but he is making negative plays, and the offense, there's no upside to it. Like, at least sometimes if you have a guy who throws a lot of picks, they're making plays. Josh Allen would be an extreme example of this.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah, right. Jameis Winston's going to give you a play, but he's going to take away a play.
Yeah, yeah.
But at least there's some playmaking in there.
Yeah, right.
And honestly,
yards and like just some excitement.
I would prefer that. I would prefer Jameis Winston to Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah, because I also think with this approach where it's the guy that doesn't throw a lot of picks. So say it's like anywhere between 5 and 8 interceptions. But what if it's 12 and 15 touchdowns, like, right, over the course of a whole season? Like, what are you going to really get with that? Plus, I think it ends up leading to a lot of three and outs. Or, all right, he doesn't throw a pick there because he took a sack.
Right.
And then that leads to a punt, and now your poor defense is on the field again, and then again, and again, and again, and you're not taking any real chances. Plus, this strategy or this style of quarterback play with a bad offensive line, and we'll see about the running game. Like, it's hard to imagine it being a top five run offense. Whereas, even though he wasn't the play caller, Alex Van Pelt was in Cleveland for the last several years, where Kevin Stefanski would run the hell out of it because they had the personnel to do it. So you could afford to have the quarterback that isn't throwing 30-plus touchdown passes a season because you were running so effectively. Like, I don't think they're going to be able to run that well. And then you're just like, all right, how do you score points? That's what it always comes back to. How is this team on offense? Yeah, don't give me the pick six, scoop and score. Like, okay, great.
Marcus Jones punt return.
Marcus Jones.
There's 21 right there, Keith.
All right, how does the offense score points?
They don't. I think their implied total is 16, 16 and a half, something like
that. They're going for
two. Like, how are they going to score?
Yeah.
How are they going to do it? Fair question. On Brissett, and this just underscores the lack of playmaking, because you hear about the picks a lot. 51 touchdowns to 23 interceptions. I've heard this a lot. 1.4 interception percentage. It's one of the lowest of all time.
Awesome.
So you're like, great. How is a guy who doesn't turn it over 18 and 30 in his career? How? Yeah. Because he makes no plays. And because he does take a million sacks. In fact, he led the league in sacks 1 year. He took 52 in his first year as a starter, his second year in the league, way back in 2017.
But that's that
with the Indianapolis
Colts.
It's
the exact mentality of like, don't turn it over, don't turn it over, don't
hold
turn it
it
over. Like, okay, then I'll hold it, I'll take a sack, yeah. We'll punt.
And it's because he's not reading the field. It's not just like a fear of turning it over. It's because he's not reading it. He doesn't see it on time. So now he has to eat the ball.
So this text says, y'all sound like donkeys.
Ooh.
Eeyaw. Brissett. He says, Brissett played 4 series in the whole preseason. Everybody said he looked better in practice. Let's give him a game or two before you say he's trash.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
I'm not going to do that either because
I've given him 8 years in the league. I've seen it.
You don't need to give these veterans. That's the whole idea of these veteran quarterbacks. You kind of have an idea of what they are. Also, all right, you played 4 series. How do you look? Looked horrible. For a guy that they say didn't turn it over, turned it over.
Yep.
And he got hurt, which is another. I don't even blame him for that. I'm just saying, like, one of the reasons he didn't play as much in the preseason was because he had to leave the game due to injury. And the second part is just not true. I think at the beginning of camp, there was, hey, the offense looks better, looks more professional with Brissett than with Drake May.
Yeah, and May struggled. He looked good in 7-on-7s, but struggled in 11-on-11s.
I think it was the second preseason game, or maybe even the first practice after the first preseason game.
It started the turn.
That's 100% when it started to turn, yeah. And everybody that was down there that watched said Drake May was better. You know who also said that? Gerard Mayo.
Yeah.
Gerard Mayo said it to Greg Hill.
He's outplayed him.
He's outplayed him.
And apparently people are telling Greg Bedard that everybody thinks that Brissett looks like trash. Yeah. And that May is outplaying him.
Yep.
By the way, I'm Brissett, and I was just looking this up. Brissett has started games in 5 years in his career. Started games.
Yep.
He threw 0 touchdowns in 2 games as a rookie with the Patriots. Fine.
That was a situation we all remember because it was the Patriots. He had the one game where they schemed it up and they beat the Texans and they got shut out by the Bills.
I don't hold that against him.
He played hurt.
He wasn't supposed to start.
Right.
He was third on the depth chart that year. Brady was suspended. Garoppolo got hurt. He played hurt. Fine. I don't hold that one against him. He started 15 games the next year. The year he took 52 sacks, he threw 13 touchdowns. Okay? He started 15 games in 2019, 18 touchdowns. He started 11 in 2022, 12 touchdowns. Oh, I missed a year in there. 5 starts in 2021, 5 touchdowns. So maybe
a touchdown a game?
Maybe you're getting a touchdown a game.
Would you sign up right now for his 2019 season where he completed 60.9% of his passes and he had 18 touchdowns, 6 picks? And he averaged just under 200 yards a game.
Would I sign up for it over Drake May? No.
No.
But what if you're telling me right now that's the Brissett you get, yeah, I would take that. If
that's probably
you're telling
his
me
best season.
You're telling me I'm getting Brissett, I would take that. And
QB rating of 88.
That's the ceiling.
Yeah, oh yeah.
61%, 3,000 yards,
that's
18 touchdowns, 6 picks, 88 quarterback rating, you're below 500.
Right.
But yes, if you're telling me I have to get Brissett, that's the Brissett I want.
All right.
But that's the ceiling. 617-779-7937. What's the key matchup to the game here, Keith?
It's probably got to be the defensive line for the Bengals versus the offensive line for the Patriots. Like, and I think for both the game and the future, like it's so much about Drake May. And I know it seems like we're hammering that point, but it's true. You have a third overall pick quarterback who might be the franchise. Hopefully, will be the franchise. And many people believe he's not out there because the offensive line is so bad. So if it looks halfway decent, I think it makes the decision a lot easier to throw him out there, maybe even as soon as week 2. So I think it's that. If the offensive line, which it sounds like City So's not going to play,
nope.
But if they get manhandled by the Bengals, I think Wolf and Van Pelt are like, see, we got to kind of keep Brissett out there. But if they just hold their own, like, I'm sure Brissett will get sacked. There's going to be tackles for loss. Like, it's a football game. But as long as they line up properly, there's not a million penalties, and Brissett doesn't take 4, 5, 6 sacks, then maybe we'll get this change sooner rather than later. But if they're decent enough, maybe Ramondre gets something going. Maybe they can even win the time of possession. And like that's one of the check marks for like an upset, right? So I would say it's not the most exciting matchup, but the most important one would be Pat's offensive line versus the front of the Bengals.
Trenches, Keith.
You know me. I like to get in there with the hog mollies. Yeah, that's what they call them.
Get in the trenches with the hog mollies with Rich Keith.
What do you got?
I think it's similar, to be honest.
I actually think it's the same thing.
I think it's Ramondre Stevenson. And so, like, but there's a lot of overlap in our answers.
Yep.
I think it's Ramondre.
Yeah.
They paid him. I want him to look like he looked 2 years ago and the year prior when he was a more limited player.
Mm-hmm.
Still splitting that backfield with Damian Harris. Is he a playmaker? Can he handle a bunch of this offense? Because he's going to need to. They're going to be checking down, whoever the quarterback is, probably Brissett. You're going to be checking down. I want to see him active in the passing game, if he's even in the passing game, or if it's Antonio Gibson. And can he churn out yards behind this offensive line? Because if he can't, you're putting it on the back of Jacoby Brissett.
It's too much.
And that's a problem. So, key player to me, key matchup, Ramondre Stevenson. That's this week's Verizon matchup. And it's brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of the New England Patriots.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.